Good morning, this is Brother John Loniker with Daily Inspirations. This week we've been looking at the blood of Jesus Christ and making comparisons to the Old Covenant and the New, and how much better that which we have in the New. And I want to start by reading this morning in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. It says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made without hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then he must often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." And so we see in verse 25 that, you know, the high priest entered into the holy place every year with the blood of others, with the blood of oxen, with the blood of goats. And God was not pleased with all that bloodshed. I can't imagine what it must have looked like, all the blood all over. But Hebrews 10:1 says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect." You know, even though they came year after year with those sacrifices, it did not make the people perfect. But praise God, we can be made perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 13, verse 11, it says, "For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate." So we've been looking at all the bloodshed in the Old Covenant and how it was quite the sight, and must have been quite the sight. And it says that God was not pleased with all that bloodshed. And so today we have the precious blood of Christ, and we've been looking at different aspects of what the blood of Jesus Christ does for us. And this morning I want to look at two more aspects of what the blood of Jesus Christ does for you and I as we have faith in it. We looked at how it washes us from our sins, and how the blood of Jesus Christ also redeems us. And this morning, in Colossians 1:20, it says that through the blood of Jesus Christ we can have peace. It says, and I'll read verse 19, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." And so we can have peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, I remember of not having peace. I remember walking around thinking, you know, what's going to happen to me after I die? I remember thinking of my past life bothering me, my past sins. You know, I tried to make things right with the church. I tried to go through their rituals that they required for my sins, but that still did not bring peace because I was not coming God's way. You know, God, remember how I share in Leviticus, God has ordained the blood for an atonement for the soul. And after I got born again, you know, my sins were washed away and I had peace with God. And so this morning, do you have peace with God in your heart? Or are you trying to come to God some other way? You know, the only way that you can have peace with God is by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. It says here in verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. You know, God looked upon his son and the travail of his soul, and it says he was satisfied. You know, it's the blood of, precious blood of Christ that's going to satisfy God. And so when you think of meeting the Lord right now, does it strike fear in your heart? Or is there peace? Because the blood of Jesus Christ gives you peace. So we've already looked at how the blood of Jesus Christ washes us from our sins. It redeems us, makes us a new creature, and gives us peace. And the next aspect that I want to look at is that the blood of Jesus Christ also justifies us. Romans 5:9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You know, that word justify means just as if we have never sinned. You know, it says we shall be saved from his wrath. You know, when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and, you know, it's only the blood of Jesus Christ that's going to save us from his wrath. You know, we have the example of Leviticus or Exodus there, where the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, and God required blood sacrifice that day to be on their doorpost. He says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. You know, when we stand before God on judgment day, it's only the blood of, when he sees that we have faith in his blood, that only is the only thing that's going to save you and I from his wrath. When he sees that we have faith in his blood, in the blood of his son, it says, we shall be saved from wrath through him. It says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the blood of Jesus Christ is our only hope on the day of judgment. We need to trust in the blood of Jesus Christ. Have faith, as Romans 3:25 says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. So this morning, you know, it's only the blood of Jesus Christ that's going to save you from the wrath of God. And, you know, do we get a picture of how precious the blood of Jesus Christ is? I thank you for listening this morning. The blood of Jesus Christ is our only hope. As the songwriter says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So God bless you. And if you would have any questions and like to talk to someone, my phone number is 260-466-4899. I'd be glad to get to know you and visit with you. And if you have questions, try to answer them by God's grace. Thank you, and God bless you.